over the 12 months, this particular month of Kartik is the most auspicious month. There's no other month which is most auspicious than this. This particular month starts from, some people have the habit of following this month from Purnima to Purnima, and some people have the habit of following from Amavasya to Amavasya. So it's something related. This lasts for a total of about 28 days. So that's the movement in the 18th. Generally, the Vaishnavas follow from the village at the end, after the day, after the day, the full moon day, they start from that particular day. They start with the incident on the 14th of this month on Tuesday. Okay, so this particular the story. You all know when you all have said that Kallapu is the first of once there was a sea. So as usual, he is very fond of swami so many things. Sometimes he finished swami everything. He started sharing him. So ultimately, he attended his entire temple. So it was Sarita late in the evening. So ultimately, please don't think of going inside the temple and all. As I said earlier, police are not permitted inside the temple earlier because following this prayer, leather shoes are not touching. So they do not enter the temple. So once the police are not sent away, what this person did, he had the habit of carrying a blanket along with him. So he covered himself with a blanket and camouflaged himself with him. So after the police were sent, after the temple was closed, he took his father and all the traps. In front of the temple, he cleaned all that and put his garden happily in the tree. So, the Lord thought, the month of Kartik, it's so nice. A devotee, it's my wonderful devotee, he thought of cleaning this temple premises. So, the Lord was so happy that this particular person, because of this small service done, what the Lord did was in his next life, he made it the pujari in the temple. And after being the pujari in the temple, he should take care of the lady very, very well. And he should take care of Tulsi very well. And at the end of that particular lifetime, the Lord made arrangements for his capacity to reach the world. So this is one wonderful glory. See, imagine, this particular month is so auspicious. Even a little bit of service, what you do. Krishna is not bothered about what you don't do. He only thinks of what little bit you did.
If you take, there are so many munis, rishis and all these people. For them to go back to the spiritual world, it takes them millions and millions of lifetimes. In each universe, we have 14 planetary systems. And most of the people are in the habit of just trying to gratify the senses in so many ways. And in that, they are just oscillating living with 14 planetary systems. They keep going up and down. He is going up and down, and they really do not know what the purpose of life. And just by serving Lord Damodara in this month, he is so merciful that he gives the intelligence by which he can go back to him. So this was all the classic examples. And there is also one more very nice story. Once there was a season, this particular season, a regular season, it is Uttar Pranam Lake on top of the temple. So we see as it is wherever old buildings are there, the temples are there, invariably a lot of pigeons are there around the world. So in this particular temple waterman there was a pigeon. And also there was a hunter. What this hunter did was he took an arrow and shot this pigeon. So before this pigeon fell to the earth, Mother Earth, it
lost his consciousness, three times it went around the temple and fell in the wrong place. So the Lord was on the guru. First of all, I'm getting a temple in the month of Kartik. It was very, very happy. So, in the next life, he gave him a wonderful facility thereby. His vision took on the wonderful form of the devotee and then back to God. And here's another very, very nice story. In the month of Kartik, what happened was Kriti. We all know everybody is born of legend, he lacks an offensive law of Namodara. Once it so happened that everybody had finished offering the last and just gets there in the sign. So what will drag it? It swallowed that land. That burning wind, it swallowed. You know, if you have to catch a rat, what you do? You take something, you take a small piece of dry coconut or something like that, burn it on the wick and then keep it inside the rat bone, right? Generally, rats are attracted to the smell of burnt ghee and things like that. So when the land was burning, this rat was very much attracted to that. So this burning wick is swallowed. His stomach started burning. Because it was near Lord Damodara, it started jumping around. You see, big inside, burning wick inside the stomach. The rat started jumping and stumbling and all around that. So Damodara, hey, what a wonderful devotee. He's offering me. He was offering me hardly. The Lord was so happy that in the very next lifetime he was born as a Brahmin and he got and gave him all the necessary intelligence to understand all the scriptures and went back to God. So now you can imagine this is the case of a pigeon rat. This is the effect of wisdom. Devotional service to the Lord in the month of Kartik. Okay. So, that's the reason why this particular month of Kartik is very, very auspicious. Now, this second read county is that this is from the Kartik Mahatmya. And that we are describing to us some of the glories of this particular month. Let's go through it. These extracts are from Kanda and Padma Purana. And there was another one more very nice story which I go to Maharaj related about 3 months before many years ago. It says, long time ago, right now of course, he had a lot of Mataji to work and travel around the Lord. Earlier long before, maybe around the, before Padma Purana was written, there was a Sakti Devi. Who was also a society woman. She used to travel around the Lord and it so happened that one particular Kartik month she was standing around due to providence, she was forced to enter a temple in the evening hours. She cleansed herself, decorated herself beautifully to attract others. But in the providence, it so happened that she did not get any customers. So she thought, here is a beautiful temple, such wonderful activities are going on, and it was a full moon day of Kartik. So, at this she walked into the temple, and there, all Mataji were sitting and doing some wonderful garden service for the Lord. So, all through the night, she sat with all of them and made a wonderful garden for the Lord. And next day, when all the gardens were ready enough, they offered everything to the Lord. The Lord was so pleased with her. And in that particular lifetime itself, because it was Kartik month, she had done this wonderful service. The Lord ensured that she went back to the spiritual world. Going back to the spiritual world, actually, was not as simple as it appears. She required a lot of sympathy to go to the spiritual world. It doesn't come in so easy. It may appear so simple, but of course, in Kartik, when you do your better, whatever you do, makes it much more easy. They say in life, what will we do? There are three kinds of sukriti for the guy. Either we are like a bank balance, either we are putting money in the bank or we are exhausting our resources. So whatever activities we do, mainly conform to three kinds of activities. One is called the Bhogomukha Sukriti. This Bhogomukha Sukriti is kind of activity, whatever you do. Yeah? Accruing fire credit or yeah? Depleting fire credit. Right? You feeding the poor, giving charity, building hospitals. On account of this, what happens? This is called Bhogomukha Sukriti. Praying to the Lord that I am doing this kind of activities, and the Lord is silently, he is watching all this kind of activities. And he in turn says that you are doing so much of good to the public. And in turn, what he does is, he gives you various kinds of other facilities whereby you can get a lot of sukriti. And it is available at your disposal. Either you utilize it, or you can see it. It's called Bhogomukha Sukriti. We have the gathering by friends. You find that all of them people are, few people are all in the same house, same time, but each one, you find that he gets a better job. All these things happen because in the previous way, they would have accumulated a lot of fighting. Because that fighting, law gives them a lot of facilities to enjoy. These facilities, if you deplete, that's right, facing your bank balance, your deplete. And by this, actually, what we get, we have the free will. As human beings, we have only the free will. Either we utilize it in a good way or a bad way. So in this way, there are very nice articles written one, whereby it is said, even if you want to do good or bad, without Krishna's sanction, absolutely nothing happens. That even if you want to rob a bank, unless the Lord makes arrangements for that, you cannot rob a bank. And if your deep desire is in you, which the Lord is able to understand, and of course, when you do an activity like that, the laws of making maker take over. So, when the laws of making maker take over, as you know, predominantly in this medieval world, we are all either in the mode of goodness, or mode of action, or in the mode of ignorance. Actually, in Bhagavatam, they say that it's so difficult to understand all these things. So, Sri Krishna makes things very, very simple for us. So that's the reason in the 11th chapter of Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna clearly explains that people who are in the search of knowledge is the mode of goodness. People want to know, what is this knowledge? Actually, knowledge and all was very, very nice since the 10th of British came to India. Because there was only Guru Kula. This kind of making knowledge is being imparted right now. They are not being imparted. The moment the child was born, in 5 years, 9 years, something, they send the child to a Guru Kula. And there, they were instilled, but even in front of a spiritual master, Guru. And that Guru in turn is to impart knowledge to them about maybe what's our true identity, who are we, who is God, what's my eternal position, what's my relationship with God, why am I here, God is, what is the description of God, what's the ultimate purpose of coming to this particular world. All this knowledge the Guru is impart. So thereby, it is that's the reason why in 7th canto Bhagavatam, it is Kaumaram Adhaye Pragna. Children, when they are young, even now we see various types of cats in young. When they are young, if this knowledge is imparted very, very clearly, that as human beings, the only business is to find out who are we, who is the Lord, what the relationship is. What brings me here and what will be my final destination. It's so funny, you know, that even when you have to travel from here to probably a small place like Chennai or something, we make so many arrangements. We go and book our tickets, we find out that whether it's confirmed or not. We need to go there, there's our destination, we book our hotel accommodation, or we call some of the relatives and find out whether they are or not. We make so many arrangements for a small 1 or 2 day visit. But for any destination, we don't need any kind of decision. Any destination is the spiritual world. And we don't make any kind of religion. It's now coming back to the static mass in it. The first one says, okay, I'll tell you about this. Overall, that is, that's to be for either involvement on a human being. Second is what's called a moksha or mukha sukruti. He's done. Fed up with this, maybe he would. Lifetime after lifetime, and being cheated and cheated and cheated. Since you don't get the intelligence, and the feeling is more than cheated. So, then ultimately get fed up, and then you do service to the Lord. The Lord has said, I don't want to suffer here anymore. So please, you need liberation. When you have this kind of an attitude, this is called as moksha mukha sukruti. You want to cease to exist. You want to cease to exist as a living entity. So, in a situation like this, you attempt to break other Brahma Shuddhi. So, you are asking God for moksha. This is called moksha mukha sukruti. So, here what happens? I think of your life, if you are really so fed up with all this, the Lord gives you moksha. For this kind being, he sends you this Brahma Yogi, where there is absolutely no material activity. And the moment you go there, after a very, very long time, you realize that the intrinsic value of any living entity, a soul, is he has to do something. He says, come on, that's first thing. Whereas when you go to Brahma Yogi, there's no activity at all. So you get sick, you get tired, what is this I'm doing? I'm not doing anything. But if when I was in this other world, medical world, I used to do activities. I used to only eat, I used to sleep, I used to interact with so many people. But when you go to this Brahma Yogi, there's absolutely no activity. So they say, no, this is not what I want. That's when brought back this material food. And last and the final this one is called Bhakti Unmukha Sukruti. Bhakti, this is all. This is the last stage of really pleasing the Lord. This kind of activity where once you've gone through all this kind of this what is when you go to Rama Yogi is called in-person liberation. So when you get sick of all that, and you pray to the Lord that I don't, this is not what I bargained for, this is not what I want. I want to serve you life after life without any conditions. That is what is called Bhakti Unmukha Sukruti. And how you have this small child, which is renamed the granddaughter, to the dad. How do you want to serve the child without any conditions? The dad, the Lord is the dad, he is bringing. If you come to a particular time, when you have no demand to make life after life, you need a proof for your Krishna and your God. You need an opportunity so that I can serve you over the sea. And be determined to serve so that I could always think of doing that kind of activity by which you get maximum pleasure. And the kind of activity for which the Lord pleasure is, emotional self. This is what you call it. Bhakti Unmukha Sukruti. If you do these kind of activities, all the sins of whatever we are accumulated in billions and billions of lifetimes are reduced to ashes. In Brahma Samhita, as per se, Karmani Nirdharati Kimpucha Bhakti Bhajam. The meaning of that is, can you do devotional service to the Lord without any bargain, then the sins of the various lifetimes are just burned to ashes. And in this particular month of Kartik, whoever does devotional service is multiplied by thousands and millions and millions of times. That's the potency of Kartik.
Okay. One question, since you are talking about the senseless service, but usually it's a practice in India wherever you go. people, you know, they go, they pray and pray, they say, if you can help me succeed here, then you know, I will offer you maybe 100 coconuts, or I will put 10,000 rupees on it, you won't have to see, or make some ornaments for you.
Everything belongs to Lord, what can we do? We are trying to pray in that one. See now, even whatever it is, we have to make arrangements. We make those arrangements. What for? Why are you asking for all those things? When you are hungry, what is all the gold, all those things, what can I really do to you? See, we have to understand one thing that, so see, here, there are 84 lakh species which are existing. Out of which, 80 lakh species don't go to the office, they don't have money. They don't go to the shop, they don't buy anything. And all of them are taken care of perfectly without any. Even on the a dog on the street, it gets its food at the right time. And the moment food is available, it does not keep whatever it does not want to store the mass part of food in the refrigerator like that. Because all those living entities, even an elephant which eats tons of vegetation, entire lifetime, it provides for it, eating, making, sleeping, and living for everything is making for it. We, as human beings, we do not have faith in the God. Right? That's the reason why we won't pay to it. We go like a Magadi, we are beggars, we go begging, giving this, giving that. We do not put in that.
So, when you see the idea of in the name of Lord,
they are talking to the person. What happens is, that's the reason why they say, Yo-yo yam-yam dham-vaktaha in Bhagavad Gita, this is your recitation. So it says, people who have alpa-medasam, so if you remember the shloka, people who have said it has been both the demigods, the reason, or the material in the facility.
Yeah, amtavastu palangresham.
So people who have less intelligence pray to demigod, asking them for material benediction. Because it's God that you want to exert so many things, this particular material world. He says, okay, no issue. He says, no problem. I will put that in the time. But very grown up. Because it is only time which is separating us from the Lord. And the Lord has given you the facility how to reduce this time as much as possible. So, in such time, we have confidence that it is not right to make unwanted demands from the Lord. So, we have a clear understanding that whatever the Lord provides, whatever providence comes to, has provided us is not to be. Because, as human beings, there is no end to our bonds. Because, why happens this? As humans, we hate a particular day. First, we want to build one house. The moment you build one house, a lot is not enough. You need more money, I will invest in a site. But the one site is not enough, I want to invest in five sites. And the moment that I appreciate, I want to see money and be happy. It's a deal happiness, no. Any amount of houses, any amount of money, happiness is something which, see that? Notion is not here. So, usually this kind of Bhagavad Gita is this. Mamai vanto jiva lohe jiva bhuta sanatana manasa ashtani jnayan prasate sthani kashati. Even your mind is part and parcel. And it's struggling very hard with your six senses to improve the mind. It's the mind which is giving you all this input so as to gratify your senses. You're making so many demands. Whereas, for you to just be happy, we do not know what the formula for happiness. Happiness is a state of mind. This is there is something called Buddha Bhagavad Gita. This is the final son of Bhagavatam. Then Krishna is giving instructions to Buddha. What does it really take for you to be happy? He says, there are so many times Gita is a wonderful example. He says, so many times each of us, in the whole mouth, we bite our own lips, we bite our own tongue. Any language here, don't have a mouth and then remove and throw it out. In a similar way, when so many elements in this making word are troubling us, we get angry. We want to back them up, we want to beat them up. Then whatever we say, people don't want to listen, we get angry with them. But all these things are part of a conditioning. So this particular medical, whatever we are enduring, is a part of the sevenfold misery. It automatically keeps coming and going. But it's a great matra, prashas, the bhavan, deja, kito, and the bhavan, arama, kaino, nita, samti, siksha, so bhavan. It is for businesses, just keep always happiness, just always keep coming and going. But till such time, we have the final definition here in our mind that we, I am not his body. The moment we evolve, the Lord says we are eternal. That means we will always be there. Then what this verse says always be? If we are always going to be there. Temporary body what the Lord has given us. So if we do not utilize the body properly, then that leads right to other kinds of bodies. So various bodies what we are taking is decided on your desire. So you should not want to desire. Depending on your desire, as you have heard so many times, if you have a strong desire to eat meat, then the body is very, very merciful. What he does, he will not allow you to eat meat the way you want. If you want to eat a lot of masala, ginger, papaya juice, all the things you want to put, and you want to put so much masala and all that, and then eat normally. Because at all, it's not so enough, you eat normally, then I'll give you a full lifetime. You'll be born as a lion or a tiger, all your life you eat, but not the way you want. Satisfy that particular desire. So satisfy all the desires, Lord and I suggest, take hold of that. The moment you take on a human form, which is part of the 4 lakh species, 80 lakh species is insects, then birds, animals, all the things comprise 80 lakh species. And 4 lakh species, depending on our conscious level, are human beings. So, ultimately, that's what we think. Unless you become Krishna conscious, there are wonderful lesson was being given just about a week before. What we are saying, we are all Krishna unconscious. We are not Krishna conscious. We are Krishna unconscious. Because, first and foremost, we do not have the definition of who you are. So where is the person turning in my life? And second, where do you want to turn? Because, yes, you desire. You are made of measure. You want to desire the Lord. I'll give you, I put class for you 5,000 rupees. Please give me the order, please give me the 50,000 rupees, give me 5 lakh rupees, these are what you want. And then pay business to the Lord. Then, if a newborn child in the house can go business, then how is it? How is it? It's not okay, right? To understand this is a very nice story. But concept of happiness is so limited. In a day, once it so happens that a father, he got a holiday, you know, Saturday, Sunday, all the fun. So, the father took the children to a local, we have all the Android toys and children and all that, right? Where you have the giant wheels and all that. So, the parents took the children to one of his markets. They were all in the mood then. It's like, not in the city. I can. Papa, ice candy I want. Right? What ice candy? Come and get it. Baba gives us ice candy. Ice candy. Then after they say, Papa, giant key. Papa, chalo, it won't be giant key. But just, if the father satisfies all his desires, tell the Lord just what happens to him. There is rush hour. This rush hour, what happens? A lot of people are throwing it. And this child, which is the giant key, the moment it comes down, they find that the father is not there anywhere. Right. So what people who are gathered around about the day, oh, the crime, you do one thing, I'll get you caught back, that is not getting here. I don't understand you. I don't know what man is. Go down here. After that, if you write it and he doesn't know anything, what is gone? What is carrying gone? Child, monkey, father. Till such time, life can be a moving happiness. Cotton candy of giving happiness, value of giving happiness. But we are all of them. We all are trying to get happiness from cotton candy, from nice candy. Giant is getting happiness. We have known them after all. And so many of them, we have pigeon brain. We don't know what is happening. Actual happiness is being eternally with the Lord, who is the eternal Father. That's happiness. That is ananda. Feeling it will know. That will work off. Happiness is what you have to be taught. Happiness is English. True word. This comes from Sanskrit called ananda. Yes. The Lord is such. So, the happiness what you are trying to desire or desire is something like you are all looking for. You do not want a diamond. First, the beginning happiness is one piece of glass. So, this is how clear about that. So, over a period of time, after we come to know that this is happiness. Happiness is being devoted service to the Lord. Unconditionally, without any demand. So that's happiness. If you make demand, then okay. You have come to leave for business, okay. So I will grant you all that. In fact, but then don't ask, because that is exactly what is keeping us away from the Lord. From making desire and being there. So till such time you have this desire, you don't have a faith. But if all this is happily reduced, then whoever has a wonderful devotional service in this particular month of Kartik, he will be pronounced elect.